Thank you for being interested in our book, So You Want to Start a Business. What I'd like to talk to you today is about some of the key concepts that we focus on in the book. Our book is written for anyone with a high school education that's interested in starting a business, and it's written in somewhat of a workbook form so you could use it so you can learn the basic underlying concepts that you need to learn. Our book has 55 simple rules for success. I only want to talk about a few with you today. First, I want to talk about what I call the three W's, the critical three questions you've got to answer in order to be a successful entrepreneur. What will you sell? Who will buy? And why will they buy? And the last question, why will customers buy, is the critical question, because that makes you focus on what is your customer value proposition. And to understand the customer value proposition, you need to understand what need or pain of customers or problem you are solving or alleviating. And you learn that from customers. And in order to be successful, you've got to solve that problem either better, faster, or cheaper than the competition. And you do that by learning from customers and giving customers what they want, not what you think they need. So you've got to do homework about your customers and about your competition. You're trying to create a product differentiator or a service differentiator, and it's got to be a differentiator to the customer, and it's got to be a differentiator from the competition. And to do that, you need to do your homework and get out and talk with customers. You've got to research the competition, view their places of business, understand how they do business, try their products, and then you've got to basically do what we call product mapping. You've got to basically create a product which gives customers certain benefits which your competition doesn't give them for a fair price. The second thing that I want to talk about is doing the numbers, okay? You really got to do the numbers to see whether your opportunity pencils and figure out how many, and I'll use sandwiches as the example, if you're having a deli or sandwich shop, how many sandwiches you need to sell a day in order to cover your cost and in order to make a living. In order to do that, you got to be able to figure out what your costs are and what price you should sell at. And you can do that by doing research on what we call profit margins, the percentage of the sale price which should equal profit, by looking into industry associations, looking into trade publications, and researching public information. A lot of information is available on the internet. And in order to determine how you should price your product, visit your competitors that have been in business longer than a year. Clearly, they're making money to stay in business, and so the prices they charge for their products will at least give you some frame of reference for how to price your products. And you then have to understand the relationship between profit margin and volume. The lower your profit, the more stuff you have to sell. The higher your profit, the less stuff you have to sell. And so this allows you to do some computations to figure out how much do you have to sell in order to break even. And the numbers are very, very important because you've only got so much money to invest in your business, and you want to become profitable before you run out of money. Entrepreneurship is an exciting journey. It's hard work, and we've tried to in our book to give you the basic rules and templates for you to analyze and do your homework about whether to start a business and which business to start. Good luck on your journey.